Contra Costa County was up 35%, and Alameda County reported a 22% jump. The numbers come from a biennial one-day point-in-time survey conducted earlier this year. It takes a kind of snapshot homelessness headcount over one particular day. The tallies had been delayed by the pandemic and reflect uneven results in regional efforts to manage the homelessness crisis. This latest survey was conducted in February. Chelsea Andrews is executive director of Everyone Home. The group provides homeless services in all nine Bay Area counties.
The results from this count demonstrate the power of community and investments in ending and preventing homelessness. Nonetheless, we are faced with the stark reality that a crisis continues to exist, and these investments and policies were short-term. We know that we will have to find additional resources now to avoid homelessness increasing exponentially in the future.
Six of the nine Bay Area counties released estimates on Monday. Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, San Francisco, Santa Clara, and Sonoma. Overall, Bay Area homelessness was up a combined 8%. That translates to more than 34,600 people this year, compared with just over 32,000 3 years ago. San Francisco Mayor London Breed's office credited that city's success in dropping its numbers to investments in housing, shelter, prevention, and other solutions. The count shows that homelessness is a Bay Area-wide problem, and not just concentrated in the big cities like San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose any longer. For example, officials reported a 69% spike in local homelessness in Fremont, a 35% jump in Contra Costa County, and an 8% increase in affluent Marin County. Homelessness was up 11% in San Jose and 8% in Marin County during the pandemic. Oakland saw a 24% surge in its homeless population despite efforts to tackle the crisis there. Officials in Alameda County said much of the surge there was due to the increasing number of people living in vehicles like cars and RVs. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development mandates the point-in-time counts. Homelessness advocates say the counts are almost certainly undercounts. The counts were skipped last year because of COVID. Housing advocates say the crisis is decades in the making, with California lacking some 2.4 million affordable homes for low-income households after years of neighbors and local politicians blocking new development, plus high building costs. The dearth of housing has led to sky-high rents and home values, making it increasingly difficult for all but high earners to keep a roof over their heads, a precarious situation often compounded on the street by family trauma, addiction, or mental health issues. Governor Gavin Newsom has made reducing homelessness a priority for his administration. In his latest budget proposal, he recommended a total of $9.3 billion in funding for homeless housing and related services, from behavioral health care to tiny homes to motel conversions. Newsom announced his plan during his February State of the State address.
We will reduce street homelessness quickly and humanely through emergency actions. We will be laser focused on getting the mentally ill out of tents and into treatment. We will provide stable funding to get sustainable results. And we will tackle the underproduction of affordable housing in California.
Last year, Governor Newsom allocated $12 billion to address homelessness in California. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.